Hey guys, welcome to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking about having congruency between your digital advertising campaigns and your social media marketing campaigns. It's really important when you're doing marketing to understand that the more sales channels you're in, the more marketing channels you're in, the more media channels you're in, the more likely you are to grab the attention of your target market, and the more likely you are to make consumers want to order from you as opposed to the competition, because you are in front of them where they are. So lots of different entrepreneurs talk about this kind of stuff, and it's true that having integrated marketing campaigns, meaning marketing campaigns that are parallel on different platforms at the same time, is really, really key to conversion optimization. So think about your entire funnel when you're building this out, but what you're starting with is your cold leads, and then your taking your warm leads and you're retargeting them, and then you're trying to really close sales on your hot leads. So what this means basically is your cold leads usually are somebody who is seeking out that product that you sell specifically, or maybe the category of those products that you sell. And they happen to see an ad in Google for your product, or they see that product on eBay or House or Amazon, wherever you happen to be selling, and they're thinking about buying that product from you. Now, if it's on another platform outside of your website, you don't really have control over that. Those platforms will actually do retargeting to get those people back to those listings for you. So you don't really have to worry about that. They do all that for you. But if you have your own Shopify store, you do have to worry about this. This is your job, basically, to retarget those leads so that you are more likely to close those sales. Now, what I'm trying to say here is that you can do all sorts of retargeting ads all day long, and that's great. But when you mix in a organic social media marketing campaign that includes video, multimedia, and includes content like written blog posts, and includes things like memes and other viral marketing techniques, well, you're way more likely to close those sales because those people are going to see that you're more active and engaged in the community. So not only are they interested in buying that product from you, but they see that now you are a trustworthy source. There's social proof out there, other people that are commenting, engaging on your posts, and subscribers to your channels and stuff like that. They can see that, and that is a huge social proof thing in the eyes of your target market. So like back in the day, what I realized was a big thing was having a Facebook page with a lot of likes. That was huge. Now, times have changed. Facebook pages are still important to a small business, but what is also even more important these days are things like a YouTube channel and an Instagram account. And this depends on your target market, whether it's younger or older. An older market will probably be more likely to be on Facebook and YouTube, whereas a younger market's going to be places like Instagram, maybe even Snapchat, Twitter, things like that. And of course, having an email marketing retargeting platform set up, a whole like strategy for that, all your sequences and things like that, is really important as well. But this is more along the lines of actually doing like social media marketing. It's really key because everybody is on Facebook all day long, everybody's in their email all day long, people are on YouTube all the time. So if you are creating content that is geared towards solving the problems of your target market in your niche, then it's way more likely that that person is going to buy from you because they're going to have consumed your content multiple times before they even made a purchase from you. And then even after they made a purchase, they'll probably consume that content even more after that point. And then they'll come back and buy more stuff as they need more things in your niche. And then they'll refer their friends to you because they'll easily be able to share their posts, tag their friends in comment sections on your posts, and do the same thing through YouTube videos, share the videos with their friends, tag them in the comments of the videos, things like that. Ask you questions through the posts, through comments and stuff like that. And when you engage with your target market through social media, it's a really powerful thing because not only do you get sort of a one-on-one with that person, but you actually get to see what they look like. You get like a whole profile you can look at. You can see their age, you can see like their education, their job, what they look like, how they act. Sometimes people don't even have privacy really set up on their profile, so you can see all their pictures and stuff like that, which is really interesting to note because in social media, you get to get a lot more data on people, and you don't just get to do this through Facebook Audience Insights. You get to do it just in a basic grassroots way, just kind of looking at people's profiles that interact with your business. So it's really cool, and I think it really does make a big difference to your conversion rate in the long run, is to have an active and engaged social media profile and presence right? And so you want to treat your community really well. This can, of course, backfire if you try to do anything shady to a customer. You have like a bad like customer that has like a return request that goes bad. That person can flip out at you on social media. And just understand, it's just a part of doing business. It happens sometimes. You just have to try to be fair with people and be upfront, right? And there's never like a big e-commerce business that's completely clear of this kind of stuff. It does happen sometimes. So just accept it as a part of doing business. Work through it with them and get through it and get to the other side of it. Now, if you are able to create some sort of a solution for that person, then people will see that and people will really like that and appreciate that. So it's always good to work through things with customers publicly, because then it shows the rest of your customer base that you're a good company and people like to see that. And they like to do business with companies they can trust and stuff like that. So try to do that. But yeah, for the most part, social media campaigns should also include the same relevant promotions that you're currently running on your store. So if you're running like a Black Friday, Cyber Monday promotion in the next few weeks, which you should be, then you should be doing posts organically that are exciting, or maybe memes or just funny things or GIFs or videos about that kind of a thing too. So just understand, like, there's different types of content that work with different types of platforms. So when you're doing ads, you can of course just do like promotional sales based stuff, but when you're doing organic posts, don't try to do sales based stuff. Try to do more funny things or things that are, you know, have entertaining value to them, because people are on Facebook to be entertained, not necessarily to be sold. It just happens to be a byproduct of it, because a lot of people are impulse buy decision kind of people. They're getting entertained, and then all of a sudden there's something they want to buy, and it's sort of a thing they go and do, right? So it's a really good thing to entertain people with your organic posts, so you get that engagement and you get that kind of a response from the community, the likes, the laughs, the loves, all that stuff that Facebook does. And then when they see an ad from you, they're way more likely to actually go through that ad and convert on that product and that offer, just because simply they like you more, right? People do business with people they like, know, and trust. And so if they're gonna, like you from your posts, then they're way more likely to at least go through your funnel and then, make that buying decision with you as opposed to the competition. So keep this in mind, guys, as you go throughout the holidays. If you haven't started now, start some sort of an organic social media campaign. You can hire a virtual assistant to do this for you for really cheap. And the coolest thing is that there's tools like Buffer. And Buffer is a great tool for automation. So basically, you can have a VA go in, post pictures or videos or memes or whatever once or twice a day and post it out, all throughout the month up to like 30 days in advance. Buffer has a pro plan for $15, and it allows tons of posts to be done. So I definitely recommend doing that for automation's sake. And then make sure you go in and you set up the proper Facebook retargeting ad campaigns and prospecting ad campaigns using their custom audience features. And then you have your email marketing set up, and then you're just making good, consistent, high quality content through YouTube and through your blog all the time, so that you can always send that content to people through their emails. You can segment your lists that way by tagging people on what they're exactly interested in your store. If you have like multiple niches in one store, for instance, you can tag subscribers according to what they're interested in just by sending them blog material to your main welcome promotional list related to that particular niche, and then if they click that link, that tags them, and you can send them more information at that point. So it's kind of advanced stuff, but it's really, really good to at least have an understanding of how it works and what exists out there in the marketing world as a possibility. And software automations exist for this kind of stuff, and Klaviyo, ConvertKit's another great tool for that. You can do this exactly the same stuff you do with email for the most part, with Facebook retargeting ads, with YouTube retargeting video ads, things like that. So if you're not at that advanced level yet, don't worry about it, but at least start to try to learn how these platforms work so you can take advantage of them and you can grow in 2019. Do your best for Black Friday this holiday season, but then at least have a plan and goals to, to learn these platforms and to, excel in them by Black Friday of next year, so that you can really take advantage. Because when you start to really learn these platforms and you can outsource a team to take advantage, to build integrated marketing campaigns through multiple channels, then you can really close high level of sales with multiple target markets in one store. It's really a fascinating thing to see what big websites like Amazon and Wayfair and House do. Just kind of look at those stores, sign up for their lists, and see what they send you, and sort of take a look and case study that. It's a lot at first to consume, but once you realize what they're doing is they're basically segmenting their lists. They have tons of pictures and links on each email, and when you click one, you're segmented into that particular list. You're now telling them that you're interested in that category of products. They can send you more information relevant to your interests. And then you might see retargeting ads all across the internet, especially on Facebook, sometimes on YouTube as well. And it's key, guys. And the coolest thing about doing this stuff is that it's still really underpriced for what it is, right? Like, everybody's on Facebook, and yet still you can reach consumers for a lot cheaper than you would if you were trying to run like a TV ad or like a radio ad or something like that, right? So it's a lot cheaper to still use these platforms because the big companies that are running these TV ads aren't really using Facebook ads as much as they are. They're running TV ads. And of course, with email marketing, it's almost completely free besides the cost of your list every single month, right? Which may run into the hundreds of dollars, but you can reach thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of subscribers for, $100 a month or a couple hundred bucks a month or something like that. So it's pretty amazing what's possible these days. So keep all this in mind and definitely grow, into the next year with the plan to try to build out internet integrated marketing campaigns. And that's it, guys. I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm here for you. So if you ever need coaching or anything like that, you can go to ecommerceparadise.com and sign up for coaching. I have it up there for $197 an hour for optimization coaching sessions right now. Price may change over time. I also have a masterclass that I offer. So if you guys didn't know about that, you can check out the masterclass. Go to ecommerceparadise.com. There's a link to get my free niches list as well and the high-ticket dropshipping secrets free mini course if you're a beginner to dropshipping. But if you're listening to this podcast, you may already be a dropshipper and be advanced in it. So just stay tuned for more content if that's you. And of course, if you're kind of an intermediate and you're looking to become advanced, you can definitely sign up for my masterclass. It's a A to Z kind of a masterclass. It starts in the very beginning, but it also works into the advanced stuff. So and then of course, like I said, there's coaching. So let me know, guys, if you guys need any help, and always free to welcome to reach out to me on my website, ecommerceparadise.com, and we'll check you guys in the next episode. Take care.